Well, let's go to Brussels and correspondent Dave Keating. Dave, what's for dinner?
Well, I've heard that it's fish from the English Channel. I don't know if that's true or not, but that would be quite poignant, I think. Boris Johnson is scheduled to arrive here in Brussels at any moment. Of course, the restaurants are closed, so they're going to be eating, I imagine, in Ursula von der Leyen's office. There's obviously a lot of expectation building around this meeting tonight, but truth be told, there's a limit to what can be achieved here. When I talk to people in town, the expectations that we would get a deal out of this meeting tonight are extremely slim. The problem is that von der Leyen is operating under the mandate given to the Commission by the EU 27 governments. They have not changed that mandate. She's really not very flexible in what she can agree tonight. Boris Johnson, on the other hand, the red lines are his and his alone. He's flexible in what he can offer. So if we had a deal tonight, it would only be because Boris Johnson is coming here in order to go back on his red lines and agree a compromise. But judging from his statement in the House of Commons today, that seems very unlikely. He was digging in deep against the EU's demands for level playing field guarantees and for fishing access to UK waters. So I think what we could expect tonight is that Ursula von der Leyen hears what Boris Johnson and says would be acceptable, and then goes to the summit of EU leaders, EU prime ministers and presidents, happening here in Brussels tomorrow, and tells them, look, this is what Boris Johnson told me he can accept. Is it likely that they would then say, that sounds good, we'll agree to it? No, it's not. And we just got the invitation for tomorrow's summit from Council President Charles Michel. He doesn't even mention Brexit until the very end, and he only says, we do not anticipate discussing Brexit. So the expectations for this dinner tonight here in Brussels are very different from what we're hearing in terms of expectations in the UK.
And for those keeping score at home, Dave, what's the real deadline now?
I mean, the real deadline, who knows? It's so hard to say. It would seem that it's tomorrow, because after that, it's going to be very hard to get approval by governments. The deadline is December 31st. That's the day that the UK is leaving the EU single market. So, you know, some have been saying, let's keep negotiating right till the very end. But the reality is, I think that tomorrow they are going to start talking about contingency measures for no deal.